Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Look, I have the record for the longest speech ever on the floor. I don't have a problem getting a record for the most votes for speaker, too. Thank you all.
After three rounds of voting, Representative Kevin McCarthy of California failed to win the position of House Speaker, marking the first time in a century a majority party's nominee came up short on the first ballot. 19 Republicans joined together in opposition, with many choosing to back Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, who urged his colleagues to reconsider. The voting followed a contentious meeting between McCarthy and members of the Freedom Caucus, including Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado.
And so now here we are, being sworn at instead of being sworn in, and we could have had this solved months ago.
Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas called those who failed to vote for McCarthy enemies who will not get their desired committee assignments. Meanwhile, Democrats cast their own historic votes for Democratic leader Representative Hakeem Jeffries of New York. The House eventually adjourned and remains in limbo until a speaker is elected. The new Senate did gavel into session.
We sat down to really negotiate these issues, like families sent us here to do, because we focused on fighting these crises, not fighting each other.
Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington touted the accomplishments of her party in 2022 before stepping in as the first female Senate president pro tempore, putting her third in the line of presidential succession. Republican Mitch McConnell also became the longest-serving Senate leader in history, while Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer became the longest-serving senator from New York.
Real change never comes from the top on down, not from Washington to the rest of the country. It always comes from the bottom on up, when millions of people at the grassroots level stand up and fight.
Senator Bernie Sanders will take over the powerful Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, giving him oversight authority over some of his top policy priorities, including prescription drug pricing, workers' rights, and student debt.
It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. It's about people versus the problem. And that's the way we're going to move forward here in Florida. It can't just be about parties. It has to be about the people versus the problem.
Democratic Representative Maxwell Frost of Florida may be the first member of Gen Z elected to Congress, but at age 25, he also joins a record number of Hispanic legislators, including 5 Republicans and 9 Democrats. Finally, the White House says it will hold Southwest Airlines accountable following a wave of cancellations during the holidays, which left thousands stranded. Southwest struggled while other airlines were able to recover quickly from weather delays. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.